Thou art right, immortal Shakespeare, great poet of humanity. Sweet are the uses of adversity, which, like the toad, ugly and venomous, wears yet a precious jewel in his head. Trials teach mortals not to lean on a material staff, a broken reed which pierces the heart. We do not half remember this in the sunshine of joy and prosperity. Sorrow is salutary. Through great tribulation we enter the kingdom. Trials are proofs of God's care. Spiritual development germinates not from seed sown in the soil of material hopes, but when these decay, love propagates anew the higher joys of spirit which have no taint of earth. Each successive stage of experience unfolds new views of divine goodness and love. Amidst gratitude for conjugal felicity, it is well to remember how fleeting are human joys. Amidst conjugal infelicity, it is well to hope, pray, and wait patiently on divine wisdom to point out the path. Husbands and wives should never separate if there is no Christian demand for it. It is better to await the logic of events than for a wife precipitately to leave her husband, or for a husband to leave his wife. If one is better than the other, as must always be the case, the other preeminently needs good company. Socrates considered patience salutary under such circumstances, making his Xantippe a discipline for his philosophy. Sorrow has its reward. It never leaves us where it found us. The furnace separates the gold from the dross, that the precious metal may be graven with the image of God. The cup our Father hath given, shall we not drink it and learn the lessons he teaches? When the ocean is stirred by a storm, then the clouds lower, the wind shrieks through the tightened shrouds, and the waves lift themselves into mountains. We ask the helmsman, do you know your course? Can you steer safely amid the storm? He answers bravely, but even the dauntless seaman is not sure of his safety. Nautical science is not equal to the science of mind. Yet, acting up to his highest understanding, firm at the post of duty, the mariner works on and awaits the issue. Thus should we deport ourselves on the seething ocean of sorrow. Hoping and working, one should stick to the wreck until an irresistible propulsion precipitates his doom or sunshine gladdens the troubled sea. The notion that animal natures can possibly give force to character is too absurd for consideration when we remember that through spiritual ascendancy, our Lord and Master healed the sick, raised the dead, and commanded even the winds and waves to obey him. Grace and truth are potent beyond all other means and methods. The lack of spiritual power and the limited demonstration of popular Christianity does not put to silence the labor of centuries. Spiritual, not corporeal, consciousness is needed. Man, delivered from sin, disease, and death, presents the true likeness or spiritual ideal. Systems of religion and medicine treat of physical pains and pleasures, but Jesus rebuked the suffering from any such cause or effect. The epoch approaches when the understanding of the truth of being will be the basis of true religion, At present, mortals progress slowly for fear of being thought ridiculous. They are slaves to fashion, pride, and sense. Sometime we shall learn how Spirit, the great architect, has created men and women in science. We ought to weary of the fleeting and false, and to cherish nothing which hinders our highest selfhood. Jealousy is the grave of affection, the presence of mistrust where confidence is due, withers the flowers of Eden and scatters love's petals to decay. Be not in haste to take the vow until death do us part. Consider its obligations, its responsibilities, its relations to your growth and to your influence on other lives.